on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Coming up to 10:04 Thursday morning, we're continuing on. Cozzy's got a few weeks off, so you'll have yours truly and Kevin Wolf over the next few weeks in our time slots of after 10 o'clock. Today we've got Central Coast Racing at Gosford and Steve Scollard's joining us. Morning to you, Steve.
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. How's your weather? Well, how's the run been? We've had a mixture in the last sort of week or two.
Oh, mate, it was good when the rain came last week. Mate, suited me fine, you know what I mean? Not, I know not everybody. But we got 74 mil or just under 3 inches. Mate, it was unreal for me, you know. Mate, and the tracks responded, obviously, with that. You know, like most criteria this time of year, put 3 inches of rain on it and you're going to get a good response. So, mate, it's in great condition. Rail's still in the true position. We raced there, 12 days ago in the true. And, mate, we haven't even bothered moving it. Should be a good day's racing here today.
All right, so it's on a good four, and you've just got nice weather for the Central Coast today.
Ah, it's beautiful, mate. It's not too warm. You know, it's only meant to get to the mid-20s, so, you know, shouldn't be too bad. It shouldn't. Hopefully all will be well.
Yep, understand. Good on you, mate. Start them well and have a good day there on the coast.
I'll certainly do my best. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Steve Scollard joining us there at the track, telling us it's a good four and the rail stays in the true. After some heavy rain last week, it's just beautiful for the surface. And he's done all the form. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Just talking,
looking for
the Indian Cup and warming up at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, don't worry about that. We're warming up to backing some winners.
Well, more importantly, the winner. I watched the cricket highlights at 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Mate, a good day. The weather's going to be perfect, like not too hot. The track's always fantastic there. And as Steve said, that bit of rain they had the other day would have done it the world of good. I think we can find a few winners, mate. Carry on from the last few meetings where we've had a fair bit of luck.
Righto. Well, they've got a big ladies' day coming up just after Christmas, December 28, and it's always a big day. The Central Coast, just before we look at the markets for these races and the tips, the Central Coast does come alive at the right time of the year here, doesn't it?
It does. They've got their carnival coming up. They've got the Bill of the Turf, and they've got the Guineas. They've got the Gosford Cup and all. And, of course, Andrew, they always race. They get 4,000 or 5,000 there on New Year's Eve. It's not actually a carnival day, but they get a huge crowd there because of the what time of the year it is.
Yeah.
And they have another meeting just after Christmas as well. So, at Wyong, next Wednesday, we go there for the Magic Millions. I see David Hayes and the Hayeses and the Tom Dabbering are sending one up there, and Craig Williams is going to ride it, but there's a lot of interest in that Magic Millions next Wednesday at Wyong, because Snitzel, Capitalist, Baruda Queen all won the one at Wyong and they went on to win at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, exactly. No, a lot of interest on Wednesday. And I should mention those nominations closed this morning at 11 o'clock for Wyong on Wednesday. So, participants, you've got about 50-odd minutes to throw your entries in there. All right, let's help our listeners, our loyal audience, the tune-in for the tips at 10 o'clock every day. And in the first race today at Gosford, Market Order has number 6, That Song, the favourite, at $1.90. It's been $2.20 into $1.90 this morning. 7, Impurity at $3.50. Navalis, number 9. Adrifter, $3.60 out to $3.90. Those three dominate it. The one they're getting on early, Gary, That Song, number 6.
It's my best bet of the day. It went up $2.70 yesterday, tab.com.au. So it's been a very big firmer, as you said, Andrew. David Hayes, and they've got the horse, David Benn and Tom Dabney. It's a triple crown horse, carries the red Zell colours, and it runs second at Caulfield back in May, beaten a couple of lengths by Rock Hard. Then David sent it to Sydney for this preparation. The run that really got me in was at Randwick two starts back, when it got beat a length and a quarter to Nauticus on Melbourne Cup Day. Got a bump at the start, then was outside the leader. Looked gone just inside the 300, but it fought on well. And the run that day was very good. It only got beat a length and a quarter behind Nauticus. After that, it went to the Kenzo track and run second last. But it pulled up lame. He wasn't the same horse the other day. He was gone and ran about the 200 after being on the speed. And he did pull up lame. So the market tells you that that was the reason the horse didn't go well last start. He repeats the Randwick run because Nauticus is a very smart horse out of the former champion racemare Miss Finland. And this horse was very, very good behind him. Bet of the day, number 7 Impurity for Ronnie Lehman. Went okay at Wyon the other day. Come across heels on straightening. Joined the leader at the 180 and was only nailed right on the line. Third pick, number 9, Navalis for Godolphin. Two good seconds this time in. Got a place, though. And number 5, Banjo's Voice. 6 the bet of the day to beat 7, 9 and 5.
To race number 2, a benchmark 64 over the 1,000. Number 7, Transmitter, has a jockey change. Josh Parr not riding there today, and Glyn Schofield goes on the favourite here. Again, well found this morning. Opened 360. An hour ago it was 230. Then it was 270. Then it was 250. And it's now at 230, number 7, Transmitter. 5, Dreamy Bell, with that move, has been 390 out to 420. And Ganesa, number 4, is at $5.50. Fine Hero, a drifter, $4.60 out to $5.50.
It'll be hard to beat Transmitter, but I think Dreamy Bell's got a great chance at the value. Trained by Chris Lees, last time in 8 starts, 2 wins and 2 seconds. I was very impressed with a recent trial at Newcastle, which he won. Think of a McClellan Rotor, and he dropped her in behind the leaders in the trial, and she was very, very strong late. I remember, Andrew, in her 3 runs back in March, April, she led in all 3 runs, Port Macquarie, Musselbrook and Newcastle. Won one and was placed in the other 2. But obviously they've decided to ride her off the speed this time in, and I think she's better off that way. Tommy Berry rides her today, and I think she's got a great oath. Transmitter's the danger in the Godolphin colours. Won at Kembla the other day, won easy, bolted in it there. On 17th of November, was running 5th in the run, in a field of 9, got off heels at the 350 and ran right away in the straight. Big chance. Barrier 1, great advantage. Was going to get the run of the race. When I say a great advantage, around these tighter tracks like Gosford, and particularly Gosford, you can draw the one barrier, Andrew, and in the end, it can be your worst enemy. You can cruise running 3rd into the straight. And a number of horses don't get a crack at them in the straight in that in the short run home. But we'll rely on Scully to get it into the clear, and it'll be hard to hold out. Number 4, Ganesa, part owned by the CEO of the Gunnedah Race Club, Mark Strong. He was telling me he's a part owner, and he is. It's in the book here. Mark Story, actually, his name is. Goes good, this fella. He's 8-year-old. He's had a lot of issues. And he ran a really good second to the former Godolphin horse, Ozark, last start. And number 6, Fine Hero. 5, 7, 4, and 6.
Race number 3, a class 1 over the mile. And here's another jockey change on a pre-race favourite, Wakurna, number 3. Glyn Schofield has picked the ride up here for Josh Parr. And it's been 260 into 250. It's now currently 260 in favourite, number 3 there for the Cornish clan. 2, He's Imposing, 340 out to 390. Laguna Mountains, number 7, has been 550 into 5. And Beauty Canis, number 4, it got to a high, Gary, of $7 this morning. It's now at 550, number 4.
Yeah, a few chances. I like Laguna. At Hawkesbury, in its second race start on November 14, it won the race and survived the protest. Josh Parroni. And he went straight to the lead. He looked gone at the 100. And he was joined by a horse of the Snowdens, Charaterra. And they fought it out to the line, and they obviously had a bump because Charaterra's rider, it might have been Corey, threw in a protest, which was dismissed. That was only second race start, Andrew. He'll be all the better. He's a schnitzel 4-year-old with Gerald Ryan. He's got very good speed. He's drawn a bit awkwardly, but he'll go forward lead or be outside the leader. And I'm tipping on him to have benefited from that first up run and win here. He's Imposing. Going well for Joe Pride. Last start winner at Hawkesbury. Was on the speed all the way and won well. Beauty Canass, been well backed, as you said. Form's good. Four placings from her last five. Wild About Her, one of Singo's horses, beat her here in a mile race last start. Beat her about half a neck. And I think Wild About Her will win a race at Newcastle Saturday. So Beauty Canass is going to be a good chance here for the good Barry and Rory Hutchings to ride. And number seven, Laguna Mountains, last start winner. 3, 2, 4, and 7.
3, 2, 4, and 7 in race three. Looking at Gosford here. Gosford race four, a benchmark 70, just after 3 o'clock again over the mile. Stock up number four, got to $2.10. Then they went whoosh. $1.70 is where it stands right now. Number four, Stock Up. Two Weekend Affair at $3.10. 5.9's enough at $7.50. Did get to 11 this morning, so just tightening a little bit here on a couple of these. And Sensacova, number six, is now at $10.
Yeah, the second favourite's come out here, the cartoon. This just looks a real good thing, Stock Up. It's a smart horse, this bloke. Broke up at Hawkesbury by Scott Single. His last run at Rose Hill on November 24. He was only beaten 3/4 of a length by Napoleon Solo in Turnberry in a Saturday race. Got back midfield and really hit the line good. Very impressive in an easy win at Newcastle, 2 runs back, and a good win at Hawkesbury, 3 runs back. Absolutely flying. Christian Reed to ride. Very short, but he looks a good thing. 2 Weekend Affair, last start Canterbury winner, middle of November, second pick in the race. Number five, 9's enough, could run a place. And number six, Sensacova. But $1.70, Andrew, could end up a good price. 4, 2, 5, and 6.
4, 2, 5, and 6 there. To race number five, and a riding change here on number two for Wendy Roach is Rachel King. 5-2 Rachel King. We have here with Tab Fixed Odds, Swelt for Brad Widdup, number three. It's been $1.80 into $1.65 this morning. Mustafa, number two, Drifter, $4.60 out to $5.50. Down to 11, Montalis. It's been $7 out to $7.50. And Everlee, number 10, $8 and solid at that quote. But Swelt, $1.85, now $1.65 here for Damien Flower.
Yeah, I don't think they can beat him. He looks an absolute moral. Damien's coming up today too, I understand. Andrew, the reason why he's so short, well, number one, the second favourite's come out. But the main reason he's so short is that Rosina Kojina, who was so impressive in winning yesterday in town, and the half-brother to, or half-sister to, She Will Reign, only beat at a length the other day at Hawkesbury. This horse served it up to the filly in the straight, but she was too good for him. But he beat the others easily, and he is a pretty smart horse, this bloke. He's only had the 2 runs. He ran third to Lean Mean Machine at Warwick Farm back in March, and then he followed up with this race, this run first up. Kick up the quaddy, you'd have to, yeah, kicking off the quaddy, you'd have to stand him out, surely, at that price. And he looks a class above him. Christian Reeve from a good barrier. Did he what trial? Well, the New Haven Park horse, number 10, Everly. Bit of odds, could be a good exacta here. It'll come in, not too many, but a few with the scratching. It's got a bit of speed. Tim Clark's riding. Second pick, number 2, Mustafa, not without a chance first up, and number 11, Montalis for the Hawks. 3, 10, 2, 11.
That's race five. Race number six, let's move to this one, a staying race over the 2,100 metres. We start with number 10, Man and Superman here for Gay and Adrian. It's been $4.20, $3.60, and now $3.10. There's been some shuffling here, but there's still some good movement. 4 Triplicate, $3.40. 8 Time to Rethink, $5.50 into $4.80. Bulwark, number one for Robin Luke Price, it's at $5. And Regal Rage, number three, a Drifter, out to $12. Man and Superman, $3.10 right now, Gaz.
You get a gold medal if you pick the winner of this, Andrew. One, two, three. There's at least there's 5 good chances. 2,100 metre maiden around Gosford. 5 hopes in the race. I'm tipping one carrying Melbourne Cup colours, Bulwark, Melbourne Cup winning colours. Saint. Duncan Ramage, Think Big Stud, owns this horse. Well, he's a manager of Think Big Stud, as it says in the book. He's one of the owners. Andrew, he ran second here the other day to Frascati Miss. It was a similar race at this. Made in 1900. This is a 21. Blake Spriggs put him on the speed. He had a lovely run. Went up three wide outside the leader on the turn. Chased hard. He got beat about 2.3. That was his best run by far as he got up to a bit of distance. The shorter distances in his other three runs didn't suit him at all. He's by Tavistock out of a Zabil mare. So he's on stout staying bloodlines here. And I'm tipping that. Barrier 2, Blake will put him in the box seat again. Robert and Luke Chrysler got him down the south coast. So he's in a good stable. Triplicate for Richard Friedman. Well beaten at Wine the other day. But it was a strong maiden. Everlasting Love won the race with City of Love. He run third. He got beat four lengths. It was only a mile race. Obviously, Rich thinks he's crying out for 2,100. And I think he is too big because he just grinds away. Number 8, Time to Rethink for John Sargent. Thought its last run at Hawkesbury was okay behind Captain's Legend and Front View. Got beat a length of 3/4. And the other one, I got four of them in the quarter here, is the one that you spoke about again, Adrian's, Man and Superman, with Adam Hieronymus to ride. And two runs. It could only run 8 at Kembla on debut, and then it run 4th at Goulburn, beat 2.5. I mean, those runs enough for the ride home about. But either is this race, and he looks the leader in the race. He led the other day at Goulburn over the mile. 1, 4, 8, and 10, a tough race.
Yeah, 1, 4, 8, and 10. Bulwark at the moment is at $5. To race 7, the 3-year-old here over the 1,200. And this was the one that I mentioned earlier. Dave Stanley mentioned it in the news hour. Go Gold Coast. It's been 2.30 into $1.85 this morning. A real good move, number 3. Battle Cry's been 5 and solid at that quote. Efficiently at $7.50 out to $9. And most up, number 10, has been 8 out to 10. But Go Gold Coast, really well found. And Glenn Munsey fired me a text. It's part owned by Tom Tate, who's the mayor of the Gold Coast.
That's him. I've seen Tom on television plenty of times. And also on the ownership, Andrew, is the Hendersons.
Oh, righto.
And they've raced many good horses with Chris Waller and others. And that's obviously why it's called Go Gold Coast.
That's it.
Tell you what, Andrew, on its trial, they won't beat it. It beat a horse called Capperjack in the trial. Only just beat it. Capperjack went to Rose Hill and won. Led all the way in the trial. Jay Ford trialed it. Tommy Berry's riding him today. The speed he showed from barrier, he'll come into barrier 4. Yeah, barrier 4. I'd imagine Tommy's going to go forward and lead or sit outside the leader on him around Gosford. The money suggests he'll win and the trial suggests he'll win. So there's two shorties you've got in the quadrilla. That's our fourth odds-on favourite for the day. 3 Go Gold Coast on top, 1 Battle Cry. Had to be hit with a whip and ridden out in the barrier trial, given a real good rev up. Mark Newman's got it, Tim Clark to ride it. Second pick, third pick number 8, efficiently for James Cummings. Got a good barrier. Probably needs to improve. I'll have a look if this is the right one in the trial that I saw. Got beat 5 lengths. Got back, ran on okay, but needs to improve on that. The figure here, and number 12 is the other one, Nijinska. Thought it trial good. When it strikes an easier maiden, it may win a race. 3, 1, 8, and 12.
3, 1, 8, and 12 in the second last race, number 7. And the last today at Gosford at 5.30. And we've got Sophie Allen, number 6. Let me get the flux here from Tab Fixed Odds. 3.30, 2.50, 2.50 right now. Sophie Allen, number 6. Number 3, all too free at $5. 2 Wonder, the next one in the market for Richard Litt at $6. 4 Oxford Angel, now 8 into 7 in the last hour, and Screenshot has been $9.50 out to $10. Gary?
I think she'll win, Sophie Ella. Bjorn Baker brought her to Scone back in February for a first start, and she won up there. And then she'd come to Gosford straight from a Country Maiden into a benchmark 64 at Gosford and absolutely bolted in. Went to Rose Hill, started favourite, runs fifth behind Marble, then went to the paddock, had two runs back, third to that smart horse of John O'Shea, Southern Lad, first up at Wyong, beaten a length of three quarters. Tim Clark rode her there. Then he rode her the other day in the Kenzo and they took her back. She was worse than midfield. Tim, I thought he'd give her every chance. I noticed one of the websites said that they thought she never really got clear, but I thought she did. We'll talk to Tim probably today about her anyway. But she did run on really good at the end. She only got beat a length and a half, and the run there was good enough to win this race, I've got no doubt. Wanda, interesting runner number two. Raced by Godolphin, but now in the hands of Richard Litt, who's had success with former Godolphin runners. Hasn't run since July, no trial. Won a race at Hawkesbury. Easy Eddie beat it into second place one day on the Kenzo. Keep an eye on it. Barrier one, Adam Hieronymus. Number four, Oxford Angel. Bounced back to form well here at Gosford the other day. Beat Art Damore, who goes pretty good. And number three, All Too Free, a last start winner. Very, very good race to wind up the quaddy. 6-2, 4-3, Andrew.
Righto, 6-2, 4-3. There's a couple of shorties, but overall there's some very competitive races here.
No doubt about that. There is. The last one in particular is one of them. It's very, very competitive. But when you come to Gosford and Wyong and Newcastle, Kembla, Hawkesbury and those provincial meetings, Andrew, you're nearly up to midweek Wednesday class. The maidens and the other runners on the day, most times they go straight to town and run well on the Wednesdays. So you're always going to get good, you know, quality programs. Mate, I know a lot of good punters lately that have had good success by putting these short price favourites in the multis, or
yep,
as we used to call it years ago, all up.
Yep.
You know, put three or four. One of them, you could have got terrific odds the other day for three that we liked at Scone, and they all got up. So, I mean, I've been putting too much lately, but a lot of friends have been taking these multis, and that's what I'll be doing today, because in race one, my best bet, that song, I reckon it'll win. And then you've got the horses like Zelt, Go Gold Coast, and the other odds on one that we had through the day. They all do look with it.
Yep, they do. All right, first race at 1:15. We'll get your late mail on air right through the day. Just with those jockey changes too, with Josh Parr not riding, Glyn Schofield's picked up two really good rides. He's now the $2.20 fixed, jockey challenge favourite at $2.20. Tim Clark, $2.25. Christian Reith at $3.60, and they dominated. But just picking up those two rides early on, Glyn Schofield is now the Gosford Jockey Challenge favourite. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Thank you, Andrew.